Thank you for calling Bank at Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
I don't have the paper. I just left it to give you my name.
Yeah, we might be able to... I'm sorry, what was that?
I could go back and get it real quick.
Well, let's see here. The phone number here, the 703-856-4918 there, is that the business number or your cell?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the business number?
Oh, the same.
Okay, let's try and see if I can search it through the contact name and see if I can pull up your file that way. Just give me 1 second here. Let's try one more option here. What's the name of the business there that you're calling with?
Bull Run Landscaping, or Nicholas Nasco is my name.
Nicholas? Okay. And I'm sorry, what did you say the name of the business was again?
Bull Run Landscaping.
Bull Run? B-U-L-L-R-U-N?
Yes.
Okay, let me try searching it with the business name, see if that... Is Bull Run one word or two words?
Two words.
Okay, let's try that. That might be a better option there. How's this Friday treating you so far?
Oh, very good. Yourself?
And I can't complain. A little bit slower than usual just because of the holidays, though, but it makes my life a little bit easier
here.
Yeah, I didn't
think y'all be open. I was like, I'll try. I said, maybe it's the bank closed today.
Yeah, a lot of them do. A few of them are open here. We kind of going to have like a half day here. Well, it looks like I'm not able to pull up a file here, but what I'll do here is I can... search it up here later. You said it's Bull Run Landscaping is the name of the business, correct?
Yeah, or it might be under my name. I think the paper come in my name, Nicholas Nasco.
Huh, let's try.
The thing I got in the mail.
Uh-huh, Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A.
Oh, I had to ride to the other end of my property and check on the power company that was working on my...
I see.
I'm riding back up to the shop now.
Okay. Nicholas, what's your last name there?
Nasco. N-A-S-C-O.
N-A-S-C-O, Nasco. Okay. Let's try this way and see if that way we can get the file up just so I know exactly the offer we sent you out there and what we're working with.
That's weird.
Let's see here. Is the billing address there for the business? Are you guys at 4401 Babbling Brook Center?
Yeah, that's it. That's
okay,
it.
Here we go. All right. We don't have the company name down there. So you said it was Bull Run Landscaping, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then we got Nicholas Nasco here. Perfect. And are you the owner there for the business?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Are you 100% owner?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So let me just confirm some information here on the file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. You said, can you just confirm the full billing address there for the business?
Oh, yes. 4401 Babbling Brook Court. Haymarket, Virginia, 20169.
Perfect. And as far as you know, the business classification, are you guys a proprietorship, partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
Proprietorship.
Proprietorship.
I'm doing an LLC, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business there?
Like 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. You guys got quite a few under your belt then, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Let me just put some notes in here real quick. Perfect. And as far as, you know, like a good email there for you, what's a good email there for you?
It's Nick.
Okay.
Nick underscore NASCO.
Okay.
Or Nick NASCO, underscore at AOL.com.
No, that's
the old one. Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. At Yahoo. So Nick underscore NASCO at Yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey,
okay.
You need that reference code, or you found it, right?
Yeah, I got your file up there, so you're good there. You know, we got multiple programs here, so if you want to kind of just paint a picture of what you're looking to do there, I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I got the what it said in here was, you know, you could get up to 250, but you get like the 100, like a monthly payment.
Okay.
So you have different payment options, you know, like a monthly payment, or, you know, or twice a month or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do daily, weekly, and monthly here. Was it capital or equipment you were looking to bring on?
Equipment. I've got some a couple more contracts. I need some more equipment on.
Okay. What kind of equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Some bobcats and stuff like that.
Okay. Specifically, what kind of bobcats were you looking there?
Like the 650s and 750s.
Okay. Okay. And
then a couple of trucks and a couple of. But I was looking at used while I was trying to get a loan. I didn't want to go buy new ones, you know.
Yeah. So you're looking for used.
Yeah, well, I was trying. I could go get new ones, you know, but then I got a big thing, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty drastic, the difference between used and new equipment there. A lot of people tend to...
And a couple plows. We do a lot of snow. Like last year, you know, we made, you know, 100-some in just snow, and I picked up like 3 more contracts this year.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So I need to put on some more stuff for the fleet, you know.
Okay. Okay. So in total there, how much did you have, like a quote or an invoice there on the equipment?
No, I was going to a sale. I was just trying to, you know, see what they'll let me borrow. If I could borrow $100,000, you know.
I see. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, so we have equipment financing, and then we have working capital. When were you...
That was what I want, you know.
I see. I will say that on the equipment side, terms and rates are going to be much more attractive there. They're much longer term rates, monthly payments, and term length is usually anywhere from 2 to 5 years. With the working capital, are you familiar with working capital, or have you taken out a working capital loan before?
I worked on debt before. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you still have a loan with them currently, or have you paid
no,
that
no,
off?
No, I don't know anybody. Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. So yeah, then you're very familiar with the programs there, you know, a little bit shorter term. As far as, you know, wanting the capital, was there a reason you didn't want to maybe pursue the equipment side there, or just trying to get a feel there for what you're looking to do?
I mean, well, I don't know what I'm going to get yet, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I see. When's this auction or sale that you're going to?
In a week.
Okay. All right. I just want to get a list here of all the equipment there you were looking to bring on. What kind of trucks there were you looking to bring on?
There's a couple pickup trucks, and there's a couple of
I'm sorry, scratched out there. What was the other one?
Like a couple little dump trucks, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. They got like they're in the like there's a couple in there, 02s to 06s at the sale, and a couple of, I think there's a 2000 to a couple, you know, a different range from 2000 up.
Okay.
And then the bobcats are like in the, there's a couple in there, 2005s. And I mean, like, if they give me a loan, and then I could, when I buy it, I could call and say, hey, I bought this. If they wanted like collateral, like I mean, I got 6 bobcats, and I even do excavating work. I got a bunch of loaders and, you know, different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed y'all were quicker than the bank. You know, I could go to a bank, but it just takes a while, you know.
Of course, and that's one of the huge benefits here. You know, we're able to get you an approval in 24 hours,
but,
and funded in 48.
Collateral. They want collateral, I could probably give them some collateral, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's something that you have in the back pocket.
I just want to be approved, like, I might not borrow the whole 100 anymore. I just like to be approved, you know,
of course.
And I go to the sale, I know I can write a check for, you know, this amount I don't cover, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Before I go, I don't want to buy it and try to struggle to get a loan, and then I get stuck on money, you know.
Of course. You know, and what we can do is possibly just look at an approval there on both programs there, just to see what we would have available. You know, if it makes sense for the capital, we can pursue that.
Yeah, because I did find this Mini X, you know, a Mini excavator. I do excavating work and landscape work. So it's
okay.
And excavating work. You know, I got big Caterpillar equipment. I got, you know, three or four of those and the excavator.
Okay.
Know, not no little guy, you know, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like to borrow, you know, like a bank. Everybody always should have a bank loan, and it's like, nah, you know, I like to be paid as I go, you know?
Of course,
like
of course.
I don't like to do people money. And this capital, like we've been doing, works pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just allows you to take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah. I just don't like the daily, like weekly, you know, I did like on deck, I did a weekly.
Okay.
And I would just, I got this new one, I thought y'all could give me, on deck would give me a quote, but I thought I'd try y'all and I'd get a better rate from y'all, you know.
Yeah,
shop around, right?
Of course, you want to have your options available there. Let me just get some key factors here that we'll be looking at here. You know, as far as, you know, your gross annual sales there, what did you guys do last year for the business?
Like 250, 260, you know.
About 250K to 260?
Yeah.
Okay. And,
the year before that, and I think last year we did a little better. You know, I think it was 280. You know, last year was a little better year because of
okay.
the snow we had.
Okay. What did On Deck give you there when you took out a loan? What was the amount kind of structure there that they had there for you?
The year before. Let's see. Yeah, I did. The first time we did 25, and the next time I got 50.
Okay, so you renewed with them.
I did a weekly. They wouldn't do a monthly. But they don't do a monthly thing over there.
I see.
They don't do a monthly payment. You know.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather borrow a little more and have a monthly payment than, you know.
Yeah.
Or if I got to do a weekly, you know, the weekly didn't bother me. You know, it worked real good for me, so.
Okay, yeah, usually if you can manage the monthly, the weekly is something that you're usually able to accommodate. You know.
Usually it's a little cheaper, but you get it more.
That too,
you know,
that too.
Yeah.
Okay, and how would you rate your credit there, personal credit? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
In the middle, I think it was 680.
Okay. All right, you're right around average there, so that'll definitely help you out. And
I'm working on that, but I went through a divorce a couple years ago and messed me up a little bit. But that's how I got divorced. So.
I know all about that. So
unless you're running the books, it's some kind of, you know, got a little fishy.
Was she at all involved with the business there? Or?
No, she not at all. She was, you know, she was doing some of the bookkeeping and stuff, and then was paying. Said she paid stuff and then pay. To put it that way, you know. I've been divorced 6 years, so it's been a little bit, yeah.
Okay, all right.
My little boy's 10 now, so yeah. He was 4 when I got divorced, so it's been 6 years.
Okay, he's
7.
Is he?
13 here in December. So yeah, so it's been almost 7 years we've been divorced. So
yeah, I've gone through that whole process there, so I know what you're going through. But is your son taking any interest there in the business?
Oh yeah, he lives with me. His mom was went around with somebody, got on some bad stuff.
Gotcha.
And she kind of. I mean, I got kids. You know, he's the youngest. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Two of them in school and, you know, college and then got two at home.
Yeah, there you go. One step at a time there. But, you know, as far as getting you capital there, you're probably right in the, I would say, anywhere from the 20 to 30K range that we could free up for you. But the good news is on the equipment side, there's no real cap on it. It's really based off your credit there and where yours is at. You're definitely in the range for a possible approval there. And with the list there that you're kind of shopping for, you said you're going to this auction here. Is there a way to, for you to like get a list there of maybe like the price ranges of what they're looking for, or what you might be looking to shop for, you know, like the model and the year? As long as we're able to kind of get a grasp of what you're going to be purchasing, we can get you an approval on it. We just kind of want to know what you're going to be looking to shop for, I guess I should say.
Okay. So, what I need to get you, like the model and year on it?
Yeah, so it would be just like the model and year. If you could get any other specs on it, that would help. But as far as getting you an approval, it's a fairly easy process. It's just a one-page application. I'll send you both apps for both the capital and the equipment, just so we can see what we can allocate on both programs. And then, did you file 2015 taxes yet?
Yeah, we just did. We just did.
Okay, perfect. So we'll just need a copy of that, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then if you can just send us, you know, whether you have a quote or if you can get, like, descriptions there on what you were looking at, just so we can get you an assessment there on the equipment side.
How would that work? So I'm just asking, okay, how does that work? Like, if I put down, I'm looking at this T300 and a Bobcat, another Bobcat, and it might go from 15 to 30,000.
Yes,
it's an auction. You know, I don't know exactly what it. You know, but they're running. They do run. You know, 20,000 a piece. You know.
Uh huh.
You know, at the auction. How would that work?
Yeah, so what we'll be able to do with that is we'll be able to do our own research to kind of see what, you know, what the average price is, and we can kind of give you an estimate there, and then as soon as you get the actual numbers, you just send that over and we can give you the final approval there. We just need to kind of know what you're going to be working with. Is that something you...
Well, that's what I mean. No, like, that's what I'm asking. I'll give you what I'm looking for, and then you'll tell me, okay, I can't spend no more than this on it. So if I go to the auction, will I have the money then, or what? Is what I'm asking. How's that work?
Yeah. So once you're approved,
I don't want to go up to the auction and buy it. Then I gotta pay a check. You know.
Of course.
I'm asking, how's that work? I've never done anything like that.
No. Yeah. I get what you're saying. What we actually do is we fund. So this is basically like a third party private party that you'll go through at the auction, correct? Okay. So what we do is we actually fund them, and then you set up monthly payments with us. So as soon as you pull the trigger, we're able to get them funded about 24 hours after that, and then you just start making your monthly payments with us. It just allows them to get the capital that they are looking for, and then it sets you up on a monthly program there that is much easier to manage, I should say.
Okay. What if I found one private, like a private individual have one?
Yeah, we do that as well. Like I said, we just need the quote or invoices there once you do obtain those. But for now, as long as we're working with, you know, models and years and we kind of know what you're going to be looking at, we'll be able to give you an approval there. But like I said, those are really the only three things that we need. Is that something that you kind of have readily available?
Yeah, I could put something together this evening and send it back to you, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say we'll close a little early today, but if you're able to get it over to me before we leave, I can at least either get you submitted or get the file ready to submit on Monday. Is the auction next weekend then that you're going to be going to?
Yeah, it goes Friday. Yeah, I think it's Friday and Saturday.
Okay, Friday
and Saturday. What's next week? Is that Thanksgiving? No,
right
before.
Okay, so you got 2 weeks?
Thanksgiving the following week, yeah. So it's next Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
The auction next Friday, because the following week's Thanksgiving week, yeah. So it's next Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely be able to get you an answer by then. That shouldn't be an issue. But yeah, I'd love to at least see what we can get for you on both sides, just because separating the two.
Now, the working capital, did that go off like your credit? You think they'd be able to, you know, give you a little more, hit the 50 range, or no, like On Deck did, or no?
You know, it's something that we can look at. You know, when you renew with them, they're usually able to allocate more. So if you are able to get your foot in the door, and we can get you, you know, in that range that I said, we can look at renewable options. But if you want me to, what I usually do is shoot for the highest amount with the longest term, and then we can just work backwards from there. So I'll basically shoot for the largest amount that I can get you. And then if you can get me the details there on the equipment, we can see what we can do for you there, and hopefully allocate as much as possible there for you in the business.
Okay. Okay. No, that's fine. Okay.
And, I mean, have you shopped around or gotten approvals from anywhere else other than On Deck? I know you ended that one, but, I mean, have you asked around?
No, I haven't, no. Just you guys. I was going through my mail, and I seen that. I thought, well, maybe I'll try them.
Okay. Definitely. And you know.
You sent me a quote. I think, so I thought, well, maybe they already got me kind of locked in with something, you know.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, it's definitely something we'll be able to look into. With all this equipment, you know, and capital, did you have, like, projects coming up? What was the reason for bringing all this on?
Yeah. I got, like, well, one, the snow, but then we do a lot of excavating work, and I got, you know, 8 jobs lined up for that, too. So I got plenty of work, you know.
Wow. And how far into this year and next year are those 8 projects going to put you into?
I mean, we're probably booking up through March already, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I just want a little working capital, because, like, the snow stuff, I buy a lot of sand and salt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to have a little money there to,
of course,
you know,
of course.
I don't want to max all my cards out, you know.
Exactly. Well, I have the nick_nasco@yahoo.com. That's the best email there for you, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So give me about 10-15 minutes. I'll put an email together of the list of what we'll need to get the approval process going. Like I said, if you can get it to me today, great. Otherwise, as long as you can even shoot it over the weekend, as soon as I get on Monday, I can get the file going and get you submitted to my underwriters and see what we'll be able to do for you.
Okay. And you said it don't take too long to do, or?
No, once you get everything over, as long as everything lines up, once I get you submitted to underwriters, we usually can get you an answer in right around 24 hours.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good.
All right, Nick, well, I'll get this email going right now, and we'll be in touch here soon, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. And,
actually,
how late are you there today?
I'll be here till about 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Did you have a pen and pencil or on your... Are you on the phone there? Does my number show up there, the 858-252-1496 number, or it's probably not showing up?
Ends in 66?
No. Do you have a way to write down my direct line that way if you need to get in contact? Yeah, that way if you want to get in contact with me, you can call me directly.
Yeah, let me get all that. Or if you can you put it in the email? Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me go back here in the shop. Okay.
And my direct line is 858-252-1496.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll put it in the email, too, just so you have that as well on file, just so you're not calling the direct line there that you were calling and bugging other people. That way you can just get it sent right to me. But like I said, you have any questions, give me a call there. Just shoot me an email back. And like I said, as soon as we get these documents in, I'll start working on an approval for you.
Okay.
All right, Nick, we'll be in touch. Enjoy the rest of your... Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
too.
Good.
I'm trying to get her to... you said, were you over... where are y'all at, on the East Coast or West Coast?
We're in San Diego, actually.
Oh, you're on the West Coast. So you'll be there, what time is it there now, like noon?
11:19.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's 2 something here now.
2? Yeah, you guys are, 3 hours ahead of us, so you got it till about 6:30 your time before I'll be out of the office here. So if anything does come up.
Okay. Little time. Okay, I'll try to get it to you.
Sounds good. I'll get this shot over to you right now, and hopefully we can get the ball rolling here for you.
Okay, and so like the capital, you'll do a higher number first and then come down?
Yeah, so exactly, yeah. I'll just try to get you approved for the largest amount, and then we can work back from there if you want to. But
yeah, we'll, I'd like to get what I can for that, and then that piece of equipment, I'll give you some stuff.
Yeah, if you can gather as much as possible there, just the more you can get me, the better approval I should be able to work with.
Okay.
All right, Nick. We'll be in touch. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and weekend, and we'll be in touch soon.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Hey, what part of San Diego are you at over there? My buddy Todd lives out there.
We're like a mile down the road from Miramar Air Base, like La Jolla area.
Okay. Air Base. I'll have to ask him that.
Where's he located? Where's your buddy?
I'm not real 100% sure. I ask him when he comes in. His son's in the Coast Guard.
Okay.
And he got shipped out there, and I don't know what part of San Diego he's in.
He might be either Camp Pendleton. There's a few spots. We're pretty defensive out here in California, so we got a lot of bases out here.
Yeah. So. I'll ask him.
Yeah, definitely do that. Yeah, we're located right next to Miramar Air Base. So.
He's getting ready to go for Thanksgiving out there. So.
There you go.
I say that. He loves it out there. He says nice weather.
Yeah, it's 85 degrees out here in the middle of November, so we're definitely not complaining.
Well, right now the day over here is 43. that. With the wind blowing.
Good Lord. Yeah, I'm in shirts and, shirt and short weather out here, so.
That's nice. That's nice.
All right, Nick. I'll get this going right now, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye.